welcome to In the Word, and we're going to, for the next couple, 3 days, come from the book of Psalms. Psalms is a book that I actually love because it talks about praise. And it seems like, as years go by, it seems like we have become lax in our praise in the sanctuary. We become too quiet. It's as if we have to prod and beg people just to say amen, let alone praise God. And I've heard the different scenarios where people praise God differently. That may be true, but one songwriter even went as far as say, if I couldn't say nothing, I would at least wave my hand. And I observe, and I don't see people doing that either. But yet, I see these same people who are quiet in the church. But they can show enthusiasm for things that have nothing to do with salvation and Jesus Christ and Him crucified. So, today, coming out of Psalms 147. Says, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant, and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifted up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise on the harp unto our God. Who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass grow upon the mountains. He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. The first 11 verses in Psalms 147. The psalmist declares how good and lovely it is to give praise to God, Psalms 147:1. Worship of God is always justified because of his vast power over his creation. He counts all the stars and gives them names. Verses 4 and 5. Worship is also right because of the amazing grace. He demonstrates to his covenant people, through his people, the broken heart, though his people were brokenhearted and oppressed, either due to their sins or life circumstances, the Lord punished the wicked, gathered the exiles together, and granted them to rebuild Jerusalem. Verses 2 through 3 and verses 6. Another reason to praise God is his providential care of his world. He, not Mother Nature, sends rain and causes grass to grow. Verses 8. All animals receive their sustenance from the Lord's gracious hand. Verse 9. This is God's common grace upon all his creation. Now, what I'm going to do, even though I stopped at verse 11, I'm going down to verse 14. Pick up some more reading here. Start with verse 12. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion. For he hath strengthened the bars of thy gates. He hath blessed thy children within thee. He maketh peace in thy borders and filleth thee with the finest of wheat. So here when we look at verses 10 through 14 now, the question is, what impresses God? What does he value? Not the things that typically capture the attention of humans. Powerful warriors and armies, for instance, are nothing to him. And of course it wouldn't be, because he's all powerful. And whatever power that we have is by his grace and mercy that he gives it to us. Rather, God cherishes those who fear him and hope in his faithful love. In other words, if you humbly submit to his kingdom agenda and live in dependence on him, you can rest assured that God will be crazy about you. He loves to bless his people. This is stated in verses 12 through 14. So now we conclude with verses 15 through 20, and it reads thusly. He sendeth forth his commandment upon earth. His word runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow like wool. He scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes. He casteth forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sendeth out his word and melted them. He causeth his wind to blow and the waters flow. He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes, and his judgment unto Israel. He had not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgment, they have not known him. Praise ye the Lord. So we conclude that the psalmist exalts God for his word. For by his word, he exercises control over the elements of nature. Verses 15 through 18. But even more, he is to be praised for the word that he reveals specifically to his people. Only Israel personally received this gracious word, not any other nation. Verses 19 and 20. God's new covenant people should simply exalt him for the special revelation of both the written word and the living word, our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that those who have heard this podcast today, that it will be a blessing unto you, and that you will just praise God, because that is what he desires. He inhabits the praise of his people. So I pray that you will have a mind ready to praise God, not when things is just going good, but praise him in spite of the circumstances that surround you. In the words of another song, it says, hold on, change is coming. So let this podcast be a blessing to you, and just give God some praise.